Delta puts passengers who heckled Republican senators on no-fly list. By Amy Furrell, January 14, 2021. Delta Airlines has placed customers who recently confronted Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, and Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, on its no-fly list, CEO Ed Bastian told Reuters. Turning to disruption on recent U.S. flights by supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump, Bastian said Delta has placed passengers involved in incidents that targeted Senators Mitt Romney and Lindsey Graham on its no-fly list, the outlet reported Thursday. Reuters tweeted video footage Saturday of a group chanting "traitor" as Graham was escorted through Reagan National Airport. Journalist Amy Vanderpool tweeted a video on January 6 of a person asking Romney why he did not support President Trump. The groups confronted Graham and Romney after they opposed efforts to challenge the Electoral College certification, according to The Hill. The outlet added that Delta confirmed the Reuters report but did not give additional details about the ban. The ban comes as the Federal Aviation Administration said it will launch legal enforcement against passengers that physically or verbally threaten airline crew or passengers in the wake of the videos. The Associated Press reported that the agency cited a disturbing increase in incidents where airline passengers have disrupted flights with threatening or violent behavior due to passengers refusing to wear masks and violence at the U.S. Capitol. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, is actively looking at putting the individuals who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6 on the no-fly list, Breitbart News reported. During a press conference Tuesday, FBI Washington Field Office Assistant Director in Charge Stephen D'Anciuono said, "We're looking at all different avenues. My agents and analysts and all the other FBI in my office and across the country are scrubbing video. We're talking to witnesses. We're talking to individuals that we arrest. We're gathering that intelligence, if you will, to understand what happened on January 6th, that day, in the Capitol, outside the Capitol. As to the no-fly list, we look at all tools and techniques that we possibly can use within the FBI. And that's something that we are actively looking at," he concluded.